John, you're listening to Studio Plus. The recent economic dilemmas caused by a series of events also raised a lot of concerns here in the country. For example, the declining output from the country's enormous manufacturing sector, the decline in the stock market. Everybody's so worried about that. The weakest GDP growth figure, the annual GDP growth rate had revised from 7.4% to 7.3% and even smaller. All these factors have also affected the talents market and brought a concern whether the dark days for job seekers are coming. With us is in the studio, joining us here is Robert Parkinson, founder of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Ni hao. Good to be with you.
I know it's our show, but I don't want you to be here to scare all of us, you know. the worst time is coming in the employment market. Mm-hmm. There should be no panic, right?
No panic.
Okay. So just to try to get rid of the panic. What are you going to tell us?
Well, I mean, let me start by framing the issue a bit. I mean, I just saw on the way to the studio a news item where President Xi Jinping, on his American tour, mm-hmm. declared that the situation that called the so-called Black Monday a few weeks ago is now completely under control and it's completely fixed. Now, whether you choose to fully absorb that or not, I think we have to keep ourselves aware that the situation in China is different to other countries. The economy is a very much a managed economy in China. You still have growth rates which are far, far better than anyone in the West practically could expect. The European bloc and the US bloc, which are China's biggest customers, mm-hmm. are relatively stable. You know, they're concerned about this immigration issues now,
that's a thorny one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. They're sort of worried about that and, you know, will it be a Brexit and all that sort of stuff. So,
and US economy is picking itself up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, is there still a market for China's manufacturing-based economy?
To ask you the question. Do you think the world is still overly relying on China to bring up the whole, you know, world economy into a healthy sort of mode?
I think that
too much hope.
Probably it is
placed on the Chinese market.
It's a little bit too led by China. But then I would say that things can change very quickly. You know, we weren't in this situation 10 years ago, for example. Mm-hmm. Everyone 20 years ago was talking about Japan and how Japan was the, I think, second largest economy.
So both the world and China and Chinese people all together combined should wake up from the dream of double-digit GDP.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think that was never going to last.
Yes, indeed.
And I think that leads me on to another point, specifically to answer your question. You know, should people be worried about the job situation? Well,
panicking is kind of a virus.
It totally is.
Yeah, it affects people so quick.
Yeah, totally it does. I mean, people read stuff on the news about Lenovo or another, you know, big company, Li Ning or whoever, laying people off. And they suddenly think everyone's laying people off. Well, it's not the case.
No.
You know, you might have one company that, you know, chooses now as a time to lay people off. But you might have another company in a different sector which is hiring aggressively. I mean, for example, in the last week, we've had several new clients call us looking to fill fairly senior positions.
I'm curious, what sort of companies are they?
Major blue chip multinational companies in the manufacturing sector.
Wow.
Yeah. Also a company.
The Chinese manufacturers? No.
Foreign
manufacturers.
Western companies. And interestingly, we're doing a lot
but
more.
But Chinese manufacturers are not doing very well.
Well,
they're overproducing.
We're doing more business now with Chinese companies than we ever have done. That's also interesting. So,
do you think foreigners or foreign companies are coming in to take advantage of whatever we have here in the Chinese manufacturing field and turn them into profitable ones?
I think that foreign companies who manufacture in China are often actually suffer from the loss of their IP going to Chinese companies. And they also suffer because they don't have preferential treatment on state-mandated purchasing lists, for example. So mm-hmm. I think it's not a level playing field by any means.
No.
And the government took away an advantage for foreign companies, some kind of tax
so
advantage
far there
a few
hasn't
couple
been
years ago.
Fair play.
I don't think it is a fair playing field, no. But I think getting back to the issue, recruitment. Yeah, getting back to the issue of recruiting. Actually, you know, in an easy economy, when everyone's hiring, when everyone's making money, mm-hmm. Everyone can do business, right? You know the old expression, a rising tide floats many boats. There's a lot of truth
in that.
That's
well said.
Yeah. But, you know, the real acid test of a company surely is when things are tough. My famous another quote for you, my old history teacher used mm-hmm. to say to me, mm-hmm. when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. which is a kind of variation of, obviously, of when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Mm-hmm. But what he means is, mm-hmm. if you're really good, you know, when things are difficult, you will survive.
You're going to survive.
You know, quality cuts through. You know,
yes, indeed.
Cuts through like knife through a butter.
But by the way, the most excellent people, what about those who excel will definitely survive.
Right.
In any sort of situation.
Yeah.
But are we thinking about those who are not so
well,
excellent?
I'll tell you who I have sympathy for.
It's not charity, right?
No, not this time. I have sympathy for young graduates because I think those are going to be the people that find it tough. Exactly. Yeah. In a difficult time, if this is a difficult time, okay.
So what advice?
People who have experience find it less traumatic because you know their experience is valued. Mm-hmm. I think the
what sort of advices and tactics are you going to, as a senior person like you in headhunting business, are going to give our young students, inexperienced maybe, how are they supposed to survive the slow economy era?
Well, I think it's a case of re-managing your own expectations and, you know, not necessarily expecting to start your career on, X amount of money people need to be a bit more realistic about what they do when they start their jobs. And often basic, we're talking about office work, often basic jobs are a really good way to start, and people should be more prepared to do that.
Well, yes, let's talk about new graduates. So, I mean, I was just on holiday in Europe, and I felt like there's a lot of graduates there who are overqualified for a lot of positions. And if you look in America, some of the most secure jobs are blue-collar jobs, like, say, a plumber. And I'm thinking, is it got to a point where maybe the reason why the economy isn't doing that well is because we have too many overqualified people?
I think that's very true. If you look at Tony Blair in the early days. In the early days. When people still liked him, you know, he one of his things was turning every polytechnic into a university. Everyone must go to university. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. That means you're not training people in manual labor. And it's funny, I'll tell you a story. I mean, I've got a few properties in back in the UK, and, mm-hmm. and you know, the amount I had to pay a plumber
it's much higher.
Always eat plumbers.
It cost me more money than 1 hour with my accountant.
Of course.
Which to me is a little bit crazy.
So this is the thing. I actually am I kind of against of saying the overqualification thing. I don't think you can overqualify to any job. It's only being practical. if I'm trained in certain field, then the market is saturated, no jobs available. Yeah. I'm going to just, instead of complaining, complaining and, you know, doing nothing, I would just shift my attention. For example, I can learn plumbing first to earn some living and wait. Why not? And read books of my major. Continue. Yeah. You don't forget your training. You don't forget your field.
No, absolutely.
Wait for the economy to improve. Wait for until the market needs you. That's the thing. That's the advice I want to give young people out there.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me, Robert?
I would say that, you know, there's an old saying talking about good things may come to those who wait.
But you are listening to Studio Plus.
Sure.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to meet some fascinating people, share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus, something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus.
Yes, we are Studio Plus, and you are listening to our Career Builder segment. We are with Robert Parkinson, founder of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. And we are in the middle of a conversation. We are focused on how do we secure a job in a slowdown economy.
Yeah, and I was just your question really was should people wait to until things pick
better.
Up? And to steal another one of my old boss's favorite sayings, good things may come to those who wait, but only the things that are left behind by those that hustle. And what hustling means is making things happen, making calls, making sending emails, you know, asking the question, you know.
So you cannot passively wait.
No, exactly. That's the thing. Don't be passive. You know, nothing happens. Good things happen to those that ask for them is another one I like. So, you know, I think people have got to be proactive. The other thing that I think is really important, and this happened post-2008, all of the people that had over-negotiated their salaries and packages were the people in hot water. And I think it's a brilliant time to remind ourselves that if you do negotiate yourself more money than you think than you're worth, and you get on this ridiculous 20 to 30% wage increase bandwagon, which, by the way, is over, you will be the first person that companies look at.
Because the company said, I cannot afford such a person anymore, right?
Well, they don't want to afford it anymore because it's not worth it.
Because we're in difficulty.
Right. So in other words, the expression last in, first out will apply to people who have negotiated hard on their salaries.
Compromise.
That's
learn to compromise.
Learn to compromise and look to the future. You know, you don't know what might happen in the future. And if you're paid substantially more than you're actually worth, you're the first person that companies will come to when they need to chop.
And this is not selling ourselves short.
So it's basically trying to level your ambition, but just really keep job security in mind. So I'm just interested, what kind of companies are actually maintaining a high hiring rate? I mean, obviously, if you look at someone like maybe a psychologist who specializes in job loss, they're probably loving it right now.
Yeah.
But that's like an example. But
I don't think so, because
really?
It's so expensive for you to go for psychological counseling. If you have no job, you don't have the money for counseling.
That's actually a good point as well.
Although, if you come and see someone like me who might charge you for it, then I might be able to get you a job. And then you'll have, so financially you'll be better off. But
yes,
your question is a good one, Byron, because there are certain sectors which are absolutely booming at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an example,
IT?
IT, yeah, we do a lot with. But one in particular that I'm always mindful of is the dentistry sector and the supplies to dentists, you know, companies.
It's not a surprise to me because Chinese people are poor at taking care of their teeth.
Right.
There are huge potential over there. Well,
there is, and you see, I saw in a taxi the other day an advert for an implant. You know, a dental implant. It's quite sophisticated.
Wait, is there a cause and effect here?
No, not really.
Are people just not going to work so they have time to go to the dentist? Is there
no. Okay. It's psychological counseling is one.
Yes.
And dentistry is another.
Yeah. Ah.
And all kind of high level service areas.
Yeah.
Are all open available. I think they have a lot of room to improve and to recruit people. Definitely.
Absolutely. Any person that's dealing with a customer is going to be who's good is going to be marketable in the jobs market at any time. Yeah. You know, if you're good with people, if you're good with customers, jobs that will get the chop, if you like, or jobs that could be in trouble are, tend to be back office jobs or jobs which, you know, where you think, well, could one person do two persons' job, you know, and so on. But, yeah, and as we were saying, the youngsters, you know, that's the other real worry for me.
With these youngsters, would it be really advantageous for them to just get a skill, like, I don't know, plumbing, mechanical, flying? Because afterwards, it's like having Teflon. You're untouchable. They can never take that away from you.
Well, I think I wrote an article actually for one of our media partners, Business Tianjin, the other day on this very subject. I see interns in my company, and some of them have done one internship, some of them have done two. And occasionally, some people have done 10 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Those people with 10 to 15 internships and different experiences and contacts that they've made at each internship, they are not going to be struggling to get a job, for sure. And often, when you're doing an internship, you'll get a job offer if you're good from the company at the same time.
I think my advice for youngsters here looking for a job is always ready to pick up a new trade.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because there is a saying in Chinese, 技高什么不压人, so that means there's never enough skills that you have. Mm-hmm. You need, you know, the more the better. Spend your time focusing on picking up something, learning something new, as long as you can make two ends meet, right? And even though you are living on your own savings, it doesn't matter. Don't be panicked, you know? I'm spending my saving, I'm living on it. But as long as you are gaining skills and knowledge, and these fields should be related to your major,
you can do
something totally different. Because I have a classmate who study the what is the field? I think it's business or whatever. Mm. And she found it so hard to get a job, and she went back to her nursing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
she was a nurse before she went to the United States,
and
she thought that she finally quit nursing because she don't want to be nursing people, right? But finally, she faced the reality. She said, "Okay, there are short, you know, the society over there."
Mm-hmm.
Short of nurses.
Mm-hmm.
So she went back.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was successful.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think many people actually throughout their careers do different things.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're complementary.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. The other thing that I think is really important is how people talk to themselves. You know, their self-talk, it's called. You know, if you tell yourself, I'm never going to get another job, then guess what? You're never going to get another job. Whereas if you talk to yourself in a different way, that's going to have a real impact on the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Opportunities always favor those who are ready. So
absolutely.
Even though in a slow sort of economy or economic recession, be ready.
Yeah.
Always learning. Prepare yourself.
Spot
whenever
on.
You have a chance. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Pleasure to see you.
Yeah,
thank you
look
so
forward
much.
To the next time.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Robert Parkinson, for the Career Builder. We were talking about how to find a job in an economic slowdown. And next up, a song. It's going to be Miss Moving On by Fifth Harmony.